total joy on Static this evening to be joined on the phone by Sophie from Soccer Mummy. How do you do?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm real good. Are you equal parts relieved and proud to have Colour Theory out there?
Yeah, I mean, I've been so excited about it for so long now, it feels like. And then after all the excitement, you start to get really stressed out that everyone's going to hate it. So the build-up is very intense.
What a roller coaster of emotions. I mean, is there a different feeling releasing your second album, Sophie, sort of knowing that there are people waiting to hear it and there's more expectation?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definitely more intense now, that like build-up, just because before I didn't even think anyone would really hear it. So I wasn't really that worried about it. But the excitement is the same. You know, that excitement about having an album done and being really proud of it.
Did that change your writing perspective at all? The more you know, there will be more people hearing your songs and picking over them. Did you sort of have to catch yourself to not censor yourself in any of the writing in that way?
You know, I just don't really even think about it when I'm writing. I don't think about who's going to be hearing it, obviously, because I really aired my dirty laundry on this album. but yeah, it never really like stunts me at all, because I just really don't even like think about the fact that, you know, so far away when people are actually going to be hearing it. When you're writing a song, it's like a year and a half before anyone is ever going to hear it. So it's like you can't really have that stress of feeling like someone's going to judge it, because it's so distant.
There's a bit of a telling line in Circle the Drain, Sophie, which is, it's a feeling that boils in my brain. I would dial back the flame, but I'm not sure I'm able. And it feels like that's what songwriting's like for you, maybe. You need to get this stuff out, regardless.
Yeah, it doesn't even feel like even a need a lot of the time. It's just, like, natural. I don't know, it's like talking. I feel like it really is something that I don't even think I could, like, not do. You know, if I decide I didn't want to write for the rest of my life, I don't really think I could even do it. I think it's in some way it would come out.
It is interesting that you say it's like talking, because so many of the Soccer Mommy songs are confessional, and it's like having you whisper in our ears. And the word I is in every song on this album, Sophie. So you obviously put a lot of yourself into every song that you write as well?
Yeah, I'm not very good at trying to write about something foreign or from a different perspective. It's like it's all coming in, you know, in I. Like, I think that's just like always the way I write. I can't really write from like somebody else's mind and like perspective. I'm not like, I can't get in that zone, really. It's just all coming from whatever I'm feeling.
So you haven't done any role-playing yet. You have to be accountable for every song on this record. People are going to think they've all happened to you.
Yes, I haven't kind of gotten into the mind of someone else ever when writing. You know, occasionally I definitely talk about other people in songs, but it's never like from their, never from the depths of their own mind. If any of it is from their perspective, it's like more obvious thoughts and feelings, because I can't really delve in that way and somewhat like another character.
Sophie, the album's title, Colour Theory, is important. The record is divided into three colour-themed sections. You've got blue, representing sadness, and yellow, emotional illness, and grey, darkness. So was there a bit of a synesthesia element for you in writing this record? Were you kind of hearing the colours of songs as you were writing them?
I don't have synesthesia. I wish I did. That sounds fun. but I do, yeah, I do like when I'm writing songs, I very much in my head will try to picture, like when I'm thinking of the imagery and the sound of the song, I'll try to picture like visuals that go with it, like an album cover or a music video or just some kind of visual representation of the song. And it's often, it's not like just a blank color, but it has a lot of color, just like day-to-day life does. You know, just like a really rainy gray day has like more of a grayness to it, and a sunny day has like kind of a warmth and like colorful energy. So I kind of see that kind of stuff in my head, strongly associated.
Sophie, I'm glad you said that you don't have synesthesia, because I think a lot of shallow artists say that to try and make themselves look deep as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like a lot of people, like, it's not that different from the way that most people associate color with different feelings or different moods, or even just any kind of like imagery has like an association to it that often comes with like color schemes and stuff like that. So I think it's a pretty normal thing.
Well, the three colors you've also laid out on this record and the moods that they evoke for you are quite dark. And some of the songs, like Yellow, is the color of her eyes. is specifically about your mom who was ill, so I'm hoping at some point down the line there'll be some brighter colours and moods for Soccer Mommy as well.
You know, I'm sure there will be. I think the main reason that I kind of, like, this album is pretty dark is because I often write from pain and less often from happiness. So, I don't know. I mean, that's kind of why it comes out in that way a lot. I try to keep a lot of the stuff upbeat, like, instrumentally, to draw back the level of darkness just in some of the songs. But, yeah, I mean, I think balance is what every, like, piece of writing is about, having pain and life and brightness and darkness.
I do hope there'll be a rosy red one day for Soccer Mommy amongst all these
colours.
Yeah,
there's going to be a bright hot pink coming next.
And Sophie, is there a significance in the lowercase font for all the song titles on this album? Or, I don't know, did your caps lock just break on the computer?
I wish that was what happened, that the caps lock broke. That would be so cool. God, that would have been perfect. Really, I mean, I'm not going to try to be deep about it. I just like it.
Amazing.
I just like the way lowercase looks, especially with songs. Just makes it feel a little bit more like you just kind of came up with it really randomly and, like, put it in your voice memos on your phone. It just feels a little bit less like the title of, like, a book or something. Like, you're trying to give this big title to a song. It kind of, I guess, like, draws back some of the importance of the title and makes it more just like something that came from the song, part of the words that are popped in there. So, yeah.
That makes sense. It also feels like the song titles aren't yelling at you as much.
Yeah, exactly.
Sophie, if you want some text to really freak out about, you know, calling this album Colour Theory, colour is spelt with a U in Australia, so that's kind of slightly off for here as well.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of, it's British people too, like putting a U in the title. It looks great having a U there.
Good. And Sophie, after touring your first record clean for so long, you brought your band into the sessions for this album, which is a first, but you've kind of resisted the temptation to show them off and let them go chops crazy. So you guys all had a lot of restraint in the playing on this record too.
I just think that going crazy, and like we also have a different way of going crazy. Like if everybody could isolate a bunch of the tracks and hear them, they would definitely hear some kind of wild guitar playing and stuff. But it's all in these senses of like kind of strange drones and strange effects and noises and kind of like building a piece out of something that, you know, not everyone can do with a guitar. And I think that that is so much more special and in the wheelhouse of so many people I play with. These songs don't require some shredding element. I think that would destroy them. Like if Lucy had a guitar solo, I think that'd be fucking ridiculous.
Well, Sophie, you've also employed another sound technique again for this record, which is the tape slowing or unspooling sound, because the closing song, Grey Light, features it this time, and on your debut, it was at the end of Cool. So I like the fact that that is on both Soccer Mommy records now.
Yeah, me too, honestly. And we love, like, me and Gabe and everyone in the band kind of love having these weird effects that take you out of a song and kind of put it in more of a physical form, I guess. Like, it's not just sound anymore, but it makes you feel like it's, like, it was the sound that someone's, like, messing around with now. And it kind of just gives it more, like, a more real sense to it that, like, leaves space for, like, error and warps and things like that.
It also makes me hope that you'll be kind and rewind, Sophie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely got to rewind at the end of the cassette.
It is so great to have Colour Theory out and about, and we'll hopefully see you back down here at some point. The Sydney show last time was so great, so I hope we're on your radar for some point.
Oh, definitely. We're already talking about it.
Fantastic. We might have a listen to Bloodstream off of Colour Theory right now. It was so great to talk to you on Static this evening. Thanks for the chat, Sophie.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is Soccer Mommy on Static. Thanks.
Awesome.